Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you, all the boys and girls down there, for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Now, as you can tell, we are on the set of the Mac City Morning Show, but we're still on to backup cameras. So we do apologize and thank you for bearing with us. On that note, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Joey Critch, and I am a real estate investor.
Okay.
Me and my fiance, Mackenzie Kirbishley, we started real estate investing approximately 4 months ago now.
Okay.
And, we were interested in it, but we just kind of thought it was always a TV reality type show.
Right.
That anybody actually did it.
Right.
So, learned a little bit about it, and yeah, here we are.
Cool. Okay, now when you say really, realty investment, are you talking about like buying and flipping, or are you talking about like buying and holding and renting? Like, what does this necessarily mean?
We do all of it.
Okay.
We have a few rentals.
Okay.
And we also are in the middle of flipping a house.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool. I used to do this kind of, sort of, when I was in my early 20s.
You did used to pay people to do that.
I bought some houses in Fort McMurray, and I would like buy older houses, and I would like, it happened by mistake, if I'm being 100% honest with you. I bought a house, and I didn't need to have the whole house. I was just a single dude, so I lived in the basement and I rented out the top, but it was an older house, so you had to like renovate it, you know. And so then I just bought another house, and that time I decided, hey, you know what, I'm gonna live in the top and rent out the basement, but I still had the other house, and then renovated it and just like kept that going for a little bit. So very cool. So okay, I got lots of questions for you. First and foremost, where are you from originally?
I was raised here. I'm from Manitoba.
Okay.
I was born in Manitoba, but we moved here when I was a year old, 2 years
okay,
old.
Okay, so you're raised, Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Not born, but like, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been here your whole life.
Yeah.
Awesome. How did you decide to get into real estate and purchasing it? Like, is this something you literally just saw on TV and like, hey, that sounds kind of cool, or do you have like a family background of like purchasing and renting?
No, it was just kind of like, sounds cool.
Okay.
So we, I was always just watching HGTV.
That's right.
The best channel on television.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flipping houses, and we were just like, again, we didn't really think anybody did it. Just
right.
Just kind of thought it was the reality TV show.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember that TV show, like Move That Bus.
Yeah.
Whatever that one was back
okay.
in the day.
That was Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Tanner doing his job.
Yeah, with, and that used to be, I forget his last name, but his first name was Ty.
Ty,
and
yeah, Pennington.
Ty Pennington.
Boom.
Used to, move, bus driver, move that bus. Yeah,
that's
classic.
Right. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we just kind of, I grew up watching those shows, and
yeah,
I guess it's just like subconsciously ingrained into me.
That is so cool. All right, now, this is the one part that I struggled with when I was doing this back in the day, was Fort McMurray was a completely different landscape in regards to, this is in the early 2000s, so I would call like a contractor to say, hey, listen, like I have a bathroom that I'd like to be renovated, and what would take place is they're like, yeah, we don't do small jobs like that unless you're gonna let us do the whole floor for $50,000, we're not showing up. I'm like, well, I don't need the whole floor done. I just need the washroom updated. They're like, yeah, we're not doing it. So like then I had to do it myself or like find friends to come help. And like my wife, big shout out to Ethna, like she did work. Like she figured it out, but you couldn't get a contractor. So like I had to like figure out how to do stuff and figure out codes and all this, that, and the other. Like it was a learning experience to say the least.
Yeah.
That was literally 20 years ago now. What is that like now? Are you finding you're doing most of the work? Are you able to subcontract some of that out? How does that transpire?
So with this current one, we are doing it ourselves.
Okay.
It's a great way to just kickstart it.
Yeah.
Save a lot of money.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for labor.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours. Yeah, you got to put that work in.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, oh man, this is so interesting. You might be in my top five guests of all time. Okay. So
bingo.
Yeah. All right, so here's the next thing. So on like I told you when we were sitting down, I go out of my way not to look at my guests' profile before they show up, so I'm really happy I never checked out yours.
Yeah.
Are you documenting this?
Everything.
Are you making it like an HGTV kind of show?
Trying to, yeah. We're trying to time lapse everything, like, so that we can speed it up. And then just, and one thing that I really wanted to teach people was how to do it.
Okay.
But like, it's kind of boring and I didn't want it to make a YouTube tutorial.
Right.
Being like, so this is how you install a toilet.
Right.
But I wanted to show people like, you can do this.
Yeah.
And you can quit your job or you can, you know, do this on the side and make more money. And
that's
you
right.
don't need to hire it out.
That's right. That's right.
So yeah, we're documenting everything.
Everything.
And trying to make it fun too for a lot of like the younger audience.
That's right.
And making like funny reels and stuff
that's
like
right.
that. Yeah.
Very cool. What's your background initially before you started this? Like, were you a tradesperson before or were you like,
pipe fitter by trade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, it's one of the, it's that. When I was doing it, there was YouTube, but YouTube wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
And now you could be like, I remember I had to like redo all of like the major plumbing in my basement one time. And I just like took a picture of it and I was just like, okay. And it was like, cut it all off and like recreate it based on this picture. And then like get the PVC and get the glue and everything. And then like it came out and I'm like, it's not exactly what it looked like, but it's pretty close. And then the inspector came over and he's like, hey, good job. I'm like, what are the odds? But like it's one of those things, it's very frightening when you're first doing it.
Oh yeah.
But then when you do it, you're just like, you know what, that wasn't that tough.
Yeah.
So that's great that you're documenting and putting it out there. I had my uncle Terry owned a heating and plumbing business in Fort McMurray back in the day. And when I first bought my first house, the toilet was shaky and underneath the sink was dripping. So I called him up. I'm like, hey, can you send one of your guys here? He sent one of his guys and they came and they fixed it. It took like all of like 2 seconds. And then he hit me up with a bill for like 400 and something bucks. So I called my Uncle Terry up. I was like, Uncle Terry, what the hell? Like, and he's like, oh, I'm going to come over. I'm going to teach you. I'll pick you up. I said, okay. So he took me down to Home Hardware and he bought like, they had these little kits, under the sink kits.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay, pick it up. And I picked it up. He's like, how much? I'm like, I don't know, like 250. I was like, yup. He's like, okay, let's go here. And he's like, see these like washers that you wanted to for the toilet? How much are they? I'm like, you can't even buy one. You have to buy like a whole pack for 25 cents. He's like, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we went back and then like, he's like, these are the pieces that the guy used. And this cost you $4. And I was like, yup. And he's like, do you think you could have done what the guy did? And I was like, yeah, 100%, like very easily. And he's like, good. I'm like, so you're gonna give me my $400+ back? He's like, no, that's called a lesson.
It's an expensive lesson.
Yeah, and he never gave me my money back.
Yeah.
And I never called a plumber for like simple things like that again.
Yeah.
But like, I think a lot of people, especially, I was only 23 at the time, you're afraid of doing that. You think it's like something that you need a professional or like it's insurmountable. But when you sit down and do it, and if you see somebody like yourself, who's young as well, doing it, I think that's like a huge kind of win for a younger generation to be, hey, let me give this a try.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that my dad always taught me, was just like, you can mess it up like 4 times and it'll still be cheaper than hiring somebody to do it.
That's right.
And you can learn how to do it.
That's right.
One thing that I've tried to cut the line between was like, okay, I can do it myself for cheaper, but it's taking a lot of time out of my day to do it, where I would like to be spending it with my friends, family,
that's
or
right.
even building my business.
That's right.
So we're on the line of that, and
that's
then,
right.
So that's why all of our other projects we do hire out.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, and we're gonna talk after the show is done. I don't like to take over the show. It's about the guests, so I got lots of things to talk to you about. But in regards to you said wife, right?
Fiance. Yeah.
Okay, your fiance. So she's on board. She helps you do all this stuff too.
Oh yeah.
And so like on HGV, usually the wife is usually the decorator and doesn't really like help that much in like the actual construction. Is that the dynamic of your relationship as well?
She's a bit hands on.
Okay.
She likes to get her hands dirty and she likes to paint and, you know, learn it all.
Right.
Granted, can't lift as much.
That's right. Yeah, fair enough.
So she is a little bit more decorative and researching on the whole what's in and stuff like that. Yeah.
So cool. Well, listen, Tanner hit me up and he shook his phone, so that means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we get there, let's hear a little bit from Carrie at Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Carrie. Really do appreciate that. Tanner, hit us up with the Maxi Minute, please.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one reason you wanted to come on the Max City Morning Show?
It's a local podcast.
Yeah.
It's local, so it provides insight on actually people that are in town and people that are going against the grain, like myself, or what's happening, new events, or anything like that.
Cool.
Question number two. What do you think is the best ranked breakfast cereal?
Oh, man. Mini Wheats, guaranteed.
Mini Wheats?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Blueberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number three. What is one thing about Fort McMurray that made you want to do what you're doing here?
Nobody's doing it here. There's not very much competition. There's a few people that I've met and there's a few people that I've come across, but not many people are making it a structural business. So it's nice to show people that it's possible anywhere.
Yeah, very cool.
Question number four. Who do you think is the best HGTV designer on the show, on the channel currently?
I'll be honest, I haven't watched the show in so long. We don't have a TV.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's an answer.
That's an answer.
And your final question. What do you think is the most underrated spot in Fort McMurray?
Underrated spot. I really like Waterways, where they painted that mural. And then same thing with up in, I think it's Parsons Creek.
Yeah.
You got like a little pond there and then you can walk around by the bushes and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really like taking my dog there.
And those have been your five questions.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Oh, so how many houses have you worked on so far?
We currently have five.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when you like, jeez, I got so many questions, man. I don't even know where to start. All right. So some of these houses you rent out and some of them you try to sell, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And so do you have like a local real estate agent that you work with? Are you an agent? Is your wife an agent? How does the selling process work for you?
No, we use a local real estate agent.
Okay.
I appreciate their job and I would never be able to do it.
Right.
So yeah, we do utilize that and
okay.
They have access to information that we don't. So
okay.
And experience.
That's right.
A big one.
Okay, so I'm addicted to MLS. I'm on it very often, always have been. Even though I don't buy anymore, I still love looking at it. But I do rent. I do have a rental property. But I've had long-standing renters. I think my renters have been with me now for like 4 years or something more than that even. How are you finding the rental market in Fort McMurray?
It's good. It's at the during this time, mm-hmm. like it's seasons, right? Like
okay.
goes up and down, so it's right. a little bit harder to rent out now. We currently have one house that is vacant.
Okay.
So it's a little bit difficult to get that one rented.
Okay.
But usually springtime is a good time.
Okay, so explain to me this seasonal thing. Like in regards to back when I used to rent, like yes, you had like turnarounds and shutdowns. But what I always was trying to get was like full-time commuters primarily. But there was, depending on the property, like you can look for family, you know what I mean? But well, what do you mean by seasonal? Can you explain that a little bit to me?
So it's kind of similar as like the... when you buy and sell a property,
right?
It's nice to try and sell the property in like the springtime,
right?
Like March, April, May, kind of beginning of summer,
mm-hmm.
and then people go away on holidays.
That's right.
Summertime, and then it kind of picks up near the fall.
That's right.
End of summer,
right.
So it'll kind of work like that because
That's
nobody
right.
wants to move in the winter.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So. When you find yourself with an empty property like that, what's the game plan? Like, how are you promoting this now? Like, are you using Facebook? Are you using bulletin boards at the grocery store? Like, how do you find tenants?
Facebook and Kijiji.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I do utilize bulletin boards at grocery stores or... Mm-hmm. Anywhere like that,
yeah.
that you can put up posters
right.
for me purchasing properties.
Right.
So I'll actually purchase properties off of other people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now this is a dream of mine, but you can't like, there's certain things, unless you got the money to do it, you just don't do it.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the money to do it yet. But it is a dream for me one day to go up to a house that I'm admiring and just like knock on the door and just be like, how much?
Yeah.
Like, it is a cool house. You probably are not thinking of selling it. You don't have a sign in your front lawn. Like, but I like your house. Like, I'd like
That's
to
what
buy
I do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, you go and hand out flyers and say, hey, I'm interested in buying your house.
Yeah.
And so there's certain strategies that you can actually implement for purchasing their house
right.
with very little money out of your pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking
yeah.
like under $10,000 out of your pocket and you can obtain their property.
Right, right. Of course.
Yeah.
I know how to use the banks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not only just the banks, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different strategies of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so cool, man. How long have you been doing this for?
About 4 months.
Okay. Wow. So you've done a lot of, like, you've done a lot of heavy lifting in the last 4 months, then, to have, like,
yeah.
that number of properties underneath your belt. Holy moly. Wow. That is so cool. That is so cool. All right, next question. Moving on. Like, I'm trying not to talk is my problem right now. My next question for you is, in regards to the areas of town, do you have rental properties throughout, or have you like picked like one area and like, hey, this is where we're gonna be? Huh? Yeah.
I think it is wise to pick an area and stick to it because then you can learn
That's right.
about it.
Yeah.
Us, we're currently working in the Timberlea, Wood Buffalo, and Thickwood area.
Okay. Okay.
Downtown isn't very ideal for selling purposes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But
facts.
I'll still entertain anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Are we talking old Timberlea, Thickwood? I know Wood Buffalo is like, I don't want to call it new, but it's newer part of that area.
Yeah.
And then you have like new Timberlea. So are you sticking with like older houses, or are you looking at new houses as well? Like, what's the age range of home that you look at?
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah. Try and stay away from new development, but we'll look at anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there's certain years in Fort McMurray's history, like during the boom in the 2000s, like some of those houses, you know, like stay away from because they were just
yep.
put up so quickly and
yep.
like horribly, you know what
I've
I mean?
Heard a lot of people talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like to throw shade on this show. It's all about positivity. So we'll talk about some horror stories after that camera turns off. But yeah, like that's when I was looking at homes, and I remember going into some of them like while they were still under construction being like,
yeah,
somebody's going to have a nightmare of a house when they buy this and they put the drywall over a crack. You know what I mean? So 2 minutes? Okay, camera's about to die. All right, I'm glad. This is the first time ever I'm glad we're wrapping up this show because I can't wait to talk to you about some other things afterwards. Sorry, everybody at home. I actually want to do some talking. Listen, before we cut everybody loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Of myself?
Yeah.
Of whatever you would like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've you can find me at Facebook and Instagram. First name, last name, JoeyCritch. And then, yeah, I've learned everything off of my mentor, my coach, Wayne Hillier. So, yeah, if you're looking to learn, reach out and we can get you in touch and start find some properties.
That's cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, man. I say this to everybody, and I truly do mean it, and I mean it to you as well. Please feel free to come back again and again and again. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good man. Awesome. All right. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie at Patchouli Rose. We appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.